start your day. This is Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We have an instruction from the Rebbe, from the Altanya, Ayit Afleben with the Zeit, a Jew lives with the times, as his brother, the Sheres Yehuda, interpreted, Ayit lives with the Parshas Shavua, as his forum have an expression, Akriya Mereres Hazman. You relive your experience, everything we read about in the week. In fact, this parasha Yisrael deals with Kabbalah Satera, and there's a Mefurash of Mitzvah in the Torah, Yisharmu Lecha, Pentishkach, Eis, Asher Amadzah, Hashem Lekech B'chayr, a specific mitzvah to remember, not to forget, what happened at Sinai. B'chol, by Sinai, it says, it's called Gozul, a Yosef, says the Targum, it was Nifsik. Kiyudua, the commander brings, and we'll restore him, a Kabbalah from his Shver, Harav HaKodesh Mipinchu, that by the Baal Shem Tov, when they lay in Parshas Yisroi, they literally heard the Kol Zivrokim, Kiyudua. There's a Maisa Oyim Benoira, which the Sadegei Rebbe brings, that the Magid of Mezrich, the successor of Baal Shem Tov, was a Melamed Dardiki in his young years, and he was teaching children, little children, and he turned to them one day with Parshas Yisroi, and he turned to them and asked them, do you remember standing by Bar Sinai and the whole Kol Zivrokim? No one remembered. So he learned the Parsha over and over and over until everyone except for one boy said, yeah, we're Gedein, we remember. And suddenly when they remembered Har Sinai, I don't know how to do this. If I know how to do this, you know, whatever. The Magid was able to instill in the Talmidim Pasha to Hargosha, they remembered Har Sinai, except for one student who didn't. And he, in the Magid, said on him, is Charaya, the Le'omdu Ragli Avoysa Bal Har Sinai, he was Nisik from the Sheirish, and therefore, and this boy went out eventually, Achmon Olasan Tishmat. And one of the students who happened to be in that Cheder class was the Holy Tzaddik, Reb Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. So I'm just saying how, so we relive Kabbalah Satera, this week's parasha. Bifrat, the Imre Yosef, the Sfinger Rebbe, brings a moiritic avort. The Pasuk said this week's parasha, Mahar Sinai, Oshon Kuloi. Everyone knows this, but the Svarim HaKadoshim, Oshon stands for Olam Shana Nefesh. Just like there's a Bechina for Matan Torah in Zman, Shana, so too there's a Matan, that's Chag HaShavuos, when it's the time of Matan Torah. Al derech zeh, there's a bechina for matan Torah, bechina of nefesh. That's when Klal Yisrael reads matan Torah, right? And he says to his rebbe, the Tshover said that the bechina of Kabbalah Satera, which you read in Parshas Yisrael, the bechina of nefesh, is even greater than the matan Torah of Chag HaShavuos. How do I know this? What is the Torah in this week's parsha? Wakey, wakey, make believe your life. The Ma'ase Merkava from Yishai. And the Haftarah for Shavuos is the Ma'ase Merkava of Yechezkel. Who was greater? Says the Gemara Chagiga, that Yishai was Doima Leben Krach, and Chizki, and Yechezkel was Leben Kfar. Is the Charaya, since the Haftarah is Me'ena Parsha, that his Galus of Matan Torah, of Kabbalah Satorah, and Parsha's Yisrael is even greater than that of Chagashus. So, just like on Shavuos, you have 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer preparation. Aldera, that has to be some kind of akdom and achona to Matan Torah. So I thought to myself, therefore the Parsha opens with the words, Vayishma Yisrael. And that helps us understand. Says Rashi, Mashmua Shoma Uva, Kriyas Yamsu, obviously this is Ribui Kashas. In the Medrash, in Shmuis Rabbah, it says, brings the Pasuk from Mishlei, Late takya, smite, destroy, bang, hack the lets, upesi yarim, and the fool becomes wise, becomes cunning, becomes smart. So Chazal darshan, late takya, the amolik. Upesi yarim, that refers to Yisrael, the fool who suddenly became wise. You know, late takya, I can a bit understand, because last week's parish you had the whole world sees Kriyas Yamsuf, the Giluim of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shechina of Kriyas Yamsuf. Even all of Edom was filled with fear and trepidation. And Amalek is one of the Aluf Edom. The Kuntus, that right afterwards, Vayovay Amalek, is the Chariah that the only explanation could be he's a Letz. And we have a principle, the Leitzonus Echod is Deuchamea Tichokos. You can prove him till the cows come home to roost. Helfnish, one Leitzonus, he's the Letz Taka. Why do we use the word Taka? We'll soon see in a minute. Of Pesiyarim, why do we call Yisrael a fool? Yisrael was a chacham, he was niyoyet separi, he was a genius, he was oivik kol avidizorish heba oilam pshat, that he understood in the Merkava, in the heavens, all the different oilamis, all the different avidizorish, the shayrish, the mazal islamayla. He was a genius of a man, he was no fool. Why do you say Pesiyarim? That refers to Yisrael. But the Pasuk later says, At Yisri says, At Yodai Tiki God Hashem Nikolikim, says Rashi Chazal, Makira Yisri Lusha'ovar, I knew the Eibishter in the past. V'achshav, what happened now? V'achshav V'yu, he said, what's going on here? So all the Svoram HaKadoshim, everyone says, I'm just quoting now from the Moshe, the Rebbe, the Yisabrocha, everyone says the same word. There's two ways to come to Hakora in the Eibishter. One is derech hakira. You think, you meditate, you philosophize, you become a theologian, rabbi, doctor. Or you could be mekabel emunah mitzad, emunah kabbalas avos. Right? So he brings from his zayda, the chaskel of Kashmir, Moirit Nikavort, by Avram it says, vehemin b'ashem, v'yachshiveh eloi litzlok. What's pshat? Avraham Avinu, whether it was Ben Gimel, Ben Memches, whatever day you look at the Chazal, how did he come to Hakor in the Borah Ilum? Chazal say, Ra, Biro, Delekes, he philosophized, he looked up to Shemayim, he saw whatever, and he realized there must be a Balabayas Labirism. So the Abish then appeared to him. So Avraham Avinu came to Elikus, to godliness, to Yiddishkeit, through Hakir, through Seich. Eventually the Abishter told him, His halach lefonai veyei. So that was by the mitzvah of bris milu, right? God, there's a chassidish of Pshat. I can't remember one of the svarim makdashim. Veheyei. How do you spell veheyei? Vav ke yud ke. Hello. What do you know about vav ke yud ke? It's havaya backwards. In the shame havaya. Let me tell you this. There's a famous medrash plio. In the schar that Sora Imenu said, Garesh as Amas Lois Vesbino, she kicked out Yishmol. Yidin were Zoycha, one of the 10 miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash was Leinira Zvuv Beis HaMitbachayim. There were no hello, flies in the place where they were taking care of the Karbos. Hello? Yeah. And I explained, what does this mean? Because Sora said, Garesh, there's no Zvuv. Hello? So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, until Avraham Avinu came to the to Yiddishkeit, so to speak, the Likus, the Torah Mitzvahs, initially through Chakir. The Eibishter said, His Halech Lefomnai Veheyei Summon. Varfa Vek, get rid of your Chakira, your Seichel, your Rabbi Doctorship, right? And now Veheyei Summon. Yudke Vovke, Yudke is Chochma Bina, Vovke is Midas, and Malchus, action, Machrabadi or Maisa. Yeah, the Eibishter said veheyei sam veheyei is vavke yudke. The meisim, the machshavah d'ura meisa, come before the seichel. The ikar of a yid is emuna pshuta kemaimer hayadua of the Vashemtiv. Ich bin ana. After all the hasagas, Vashemtiv knew what's going on in Rosei Shemayim. Over after all the hasagas in Shemayim, ich bin anar in gloy. As it says in Pasuk, Pesi Yamin Lechol Dover, and the Pasuk says, Shoymer Pesoyim Hashem. You with me? Asher Alkin, after Brismila, Avraham Avinu threw away the Derech of Chakira, and he was dealing with Emun Pshut. And that's what it says in Pasuk, Vehemin Bashem, after all the godless of Odvim, Magodul, Banokim, Avram, Seichel, Ra, whatever, Zalamailis. Vehemin Vashem, he's simple emuna, vayachshivel in the stock of the Eibishter, by the Eibishter was gewaldige chodim. And therefore, who is the rabbi doctor of Kol Yisrael? Amalek. What does it say by Amalek? Zikorin Basefer Bisim Baovni. Hello, last week's parish, you don't go, hello, where are the Rosh Tevis? Wake up. Zikorin Basefer Bisim Baovni. Zvuv. And therefore it says in Tanchuma, Amolek is compared to the Zvuv, the symbol of the Samach Mem, the Ezahara, which is like a Zvuv, which sits between the two ventricles of the heart, as Chazal say. Right? So what did Sarah say? Garish is ha'amah hazoyis. Because when was Yishmael born? Before the Bris Milah, when Avram still had the derech of Chakira. Therefore, Chazal say, in the schus of garish is ha'amah hazoyis, it's been no. Yidin were zoycha that lay near a zvuv in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Beis HaMitbachai. Hello. Asher Alkein, Avram was now mefarsim, emunah b'chokhufika oivre v'shot, as we know. What happened? Avram Avinu Chazal say had an Evan Toiva, which is totally Bitzavori, anyone looked in it, he was get refuith, then only Begashmias, but Baruchnis. What happened to that Evan Toiva, which was totally Bitzavori, Shal Avram Avinu, after he passed away? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dafra Zayin, Kivin Shemeis, Tole Akodesh Baruchu, Begalgal Achamu. What does that mean? Says the Majus. Now, Avram, the Rosh HaMaminim, is no longer physically here. So where am I going to come to Emunah now? It's totally in looking up to heaven. Shema, Su, Morem, Enechem. Look at the stars. Take a course in theology. Weiter to back to Chakir. Hello? No, the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men, says, Gehel, Ma Yisrin La'odom Sheyamel. Tachas HaShemesh. From the Shemesh Ulemato, there's no Yisrin. Because it's limited. It's up to your seichel. And your seichel, however smart you are, you may speak 43 languages and you have an IQ of 453, but I hate to tell you, you are a mugbul. You're limited. However smart you think you are. Right? Yeah? Most people think they're smarter than they are, actually. I've had a lot of people say, Rebbe, Chabashkin Gel, Rebbe, have this, all kinds of sorrows they pour at the heart. I've never yet, no one has ever come to me, oh, Rabbi, Rabbi, help me, Chabashkin Seichel. Doesn't not a very frequent request, I guess. Right? That's another, yeah. So, tachas HaShemesh, right? When you are tachas mareches akechavim mazolis in teva, there's no yisrin. Because you're limited. And if, right? It's like your seichel. And if you're a smart guy and you sat there on a river somewhere in India and you meditated on your navel and you came to the conclusion theologically there's a bashefer, okay, you may one day meet Professor Schmerl from whatever, and he may outdo all of your rights. But if your emunah is based on Kabbalah, on Abiseinu, right, then you know you are, it's perfect. Right? So, Tchurz Chazal, Ein Yisrael La'odam Shiyamoil, Tachas Hashem, Avol Lemaila Min Hashemesh, when it's based on something Ruchni, based on emunah, right? What happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? It says in Pasuk, Vayiro Amis Hashem, Vayaminu. Right? And that Emuna, that's Makira Yisi Lisha Ovar, Ober Va'achshav. What came after he realized the Maila Kriyas Yamsuf, the Emuna Pshutov Kal Yisrael? Va'achshav Di Yoyser, Di Yisrin, Di Yoyser, now became Nizgala after, and to understand this deeper, where is it? Where did all chatoy, all averus? What was the sheirish ruchnius of all avera? You're zayda. I'm a fellow called Adam Arishan, and the Eidister put him in Gan Eden. And as Yitav Lev says, Yitaponim, naturally the Adam Arishan was born with a natural emunah in the Eidister. He believed. Hello, this is Kapush Lagash Boruch. And the Eibush told them, we call Prio Eitz Achol Techal. You could, any one of the 613 trees in Gan Eden, Gesunter Heit, enjoy, pleasure. Umi Eitz Hadas Toivara, Das, which is a mixture of good and bad, don't touch it. Listen. What happens? Here comes the Nochosh, the Samach Mem, the Sotan, Vayitz Aru, Malchamoves, and he tells Chava what? It says, Vateira Ha'isha. Vateira means what? She saw. ki toiva eitz l'machel. Yeah? V'chi saiva, it's a la'einayim. What do you do with your einayim? You see. Vater. V'nech maro eitz l'hask. Oh, doctor, professor. Right, hello? And she eats from the eitz adas toiva, right? She uses seichel. She wants for good, to understand, right? And that becomes the downfall, and all the menchava, a curse. What was the curse? I said this 1,000 times. Koitz v'dardar tatzmiachlo. In pasuk, Hashem l'keinu Hashem, echot. The otherwise is, for Avodah Zarah, acher. Hello? A dalet and a resh. What is the difference between dalet, which is 4, and resh is 200? 196, which is koitz. And that is, which is the little koitz at the end of the dalet, and the reish. That's trapped the curse of koitz v'dardar. That's miach lochem. That's said in Svarim, there's a medrash, pliya. It's not good. Gemara, what am I talking about? The Gemara says that when the Eibish is told on the reish and koitz v'dardar, that's miach loch, zolgu, next word, ain of the mois. He started crying. From where?
His eyes.
Hello? What do you have to cry from your eyes? You, as opposed to what? Crying from your nose, from your belly button, from your ears? What's Zogu Ein of the Mois? When the Avish had told him, Bezeya Sapecha, Tzoycha Lechem, Niskaradite, he was one shot. Zogu Ein of the Mois, because he realized that Duch the Eisadas, he was putting him in Re'iyah. Re'iyah is Lashon, I see. Apikiris, Amin, you know what? He also could believe. But he only believes in that which he sees. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist. Right? Zolgu ein of the mois. So the Eibishter said, Bezeyas apecha techalechem. You'll have to hold the now, right? And the Gemara says, Emunas zezroi, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, Shemamin b'chai olam bezeireya. Through the Horavanya, you'll come back to, ultimately, to Emunah. Hello? That's why. When again, with Chosra Zua Mosim of the Eitz Hadas, this Indian of lack of emunah pshuta. What happened by the chet o'egel? The people come with a tain. Why don't they know what happened to Moshe? Rashi bin Chazal, the Sultan came and brought me tassei shel Moshe, which is merachiv in the avir shamayim, nerkiya, right? And they thought he died. So you know where the whole shirish of the chet o'egel, which is the shirish of all you saw something. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said I'm coming down 40 days and 40 nights. What do I go according to? My emunah, I go according to what I see. That is the shayla. Right? Yes, you with me? And what did the Eibush tell of the Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chede Eweigel? Leich? Reid. Kishiches Amcha. What is Reid? Reish Dalet, the same Aveiru once again. And therefore in this week's parish of Matan Peir, it says, the Eibush tells Moshe, Leich Reid Heid Ba'am, Pen Yehersin Al Hashem Liru. It says, Yitublev, here the question is, Reid, will it be Echad or Acher? Right? Because that is the mitzvah of Hagbola. A Yid has to be Magbil Hesechel. There's Hagbola Begashmias, and there's Hagbola in spiritually, intellectually. Limit yourself. Therefore, it says the Hagbil as Ha'om. Next word, folks. The Kidashtoi. Says Yitzhak. Also says elsewhere. There's two words, same letters, except one has a Dalid, one has a Resh. Kodesh is Kuf Dalid Shin. Sheker Shin Kuf Resh. The same letter, except that one has a Dalid, Kodesh has a Dalid. Sheker has a Resh. When you get rid of the koit, when you put the koit, you have sfeikus and amunah, amolik, gematria yourself, it comes in the world, right? Then you got this, right? This problem. And that creates, what did they see? They saw with their eye, they saw Moshe's mace. You know why tumas mes davia v'isatuma? When a person sees, rachman al-islam, barminon, you see a human being, a yid, who died, gets depressing, no? Like you fall into yish, no? Hello? By the way, what's the gematria of the word egel? Ayin Gimel Lamed?
103.
And what's the gematria of the word Emunah?
102.
Hello, folks. What is the... How is a person when you lack the Aleph, the Aluf, the one, and therefore Egel is Goyver over Amun. But if you take the word Re'io, Rabbi Sternbuch, I need you here, which is 216, yes? And you add it to Emunah, which is 102. 318, which is Gematria. How much was Yush, I said before? I said it like 100 times to you guys. You guys are like, hello? 317? Yud, Aleph, Vav, Shin, is 317. How are you Megaber on Yush? When a Yid has what? So Re'iya generally is brought in Devar Chaim, Chanukah. Re'iya symbolizes, I have to see. I believe in what I see. Seeing is believing. You heard the expression in America? Yeah. We stop the course. Right? Masha Enkin Shmiya generally is connected to what? Emunah, something higher. I heard from my father, I don't see it with my own eyes. Hello? Now, do you remember, I must have told you 1,000 times, there's a shame. I don't know anything about what I'm talking about, you know, but the eighth shame of the shame Ab is shame Takya. Tov Chav Hey. You remember this, hello? I must have discussed it at least 100 times. Takya. The shame Takya is the name, whatever, which you smite, you destroy, you bury. All the Rishoyim, all the Soyim, all the whatever, yeah? You remember the fellow called Moshe Rabbeinu? You remember him? Like, yeah, yeah. And when he slays the Egyptian, how did he do so? Says the Arizal, brought the Galamukis, all the Svarim HaKadoshim. Lama Saker Reach. Moshe killed him, bumped him off with the shame Taker. Hello? Which is Seifei Tevis Ki Loi Azavta Dershecha Havaya. Seifei Tevis Dershecha. Azavto Dershecha Havaya, so if you take this Taki. When a Yid has what? Well, how does the Abish not abandon people? Because we have the shame? Taki. Hello? Which, by the way, you remember in Megillas Esther, we're coming up to Purim soon. Hello? There was Mordechai sitting there, bent his garments. Yeah? So Esther sends, Ladas Mazev Al Mazev. What's going on here? What's happening? Who does she send? Hasoch. Who is Hasoch? What's his real name on the birth certificate? Daniel. Don't say Hasoch. His real name on the birth certificate was Daniel. Why was he called Hasoch? Shekol Divrei Malchus. Remember Megillah. Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtoch and Alpim. Why is he called Hasoch, really? Because he was the guy, remember, in Nebuchadnezzar set up this big tzelem in Bikas Dura. Hello? And everyone had a buksuch. And he said, I want to kiss him. Right? And he went up. And there was the shame in the tzitz. And that was the Shem Taka, and he was Mashpia, the tits to get out of there. And you know what happened? It's like Aldera Chazal saying, Nelson Einav Boy Manasseh Gal Shal Atzomis, and the whole big, huge Geshka to the Nebuchadnezzar came crumbling down. And therefore he's called Hasoch. So Esther sends to Mordechai, well, I don't understand, what's your problem? Why you're sitting there in the town square crying your eyes out and being Mas'abel? Send the Hasoch. You have this name of the Abishter, you could just bump off Haman. By the way, Haman, Hey Mem Nun, by the way, just for those who are mathematically attuned, Bimilua is Gimachia Koitz. Koitz! Because who was Haman? He was the Gilgal of, you know who? Take a guess, Asa. Right? Hello? And Mordechai was the Gilgal of, guess who? Moshe. And Moshe killed the Mitzri with Taka. Hello? Do you remember Yankov Avinu to Zayden, no? And he sent Shluchim to Esav. I'm going totally off the topic here. And he said, Koi Soimrun Ladoini. Right? What did he say? Kadover Hazeh. Oh, Gival. Kadover Hazeh Toimru El Esav B'Maitzah Maitzoy. Which is the Rosh Tevis? Kadover Hazeh Tedabrun. Rosh Tevis? Thakin. And that's what happened when he sends these messengers. There's taket, there's tough kuchas atuma, and when Yankov Avinu sent this message, I got the name taket, right? Then what happened? The tough, the arba meyus ish imay disappeared. They ran away, right? Because they just nizbat. Hello. By the way, just derech agav parenthetically, while I'm off the subject and whatever, you remember the Pesach Hinayim from the Chidah brings b'shem the Ramaz and b'shem Zakuta, the great Mekubalim. Hello, you remember the Gemara Brachas of Samach Beis, Samach Aleph, whatever, that they were masreikin b'shar she'etivus Rabbi Akiva, they were masreikin as b'sori, the masreikin shel Barzel, right? And the Talmidim said Rabbeinu ad kan, and he said I want a little chol nafshecha. I want. What did they ask Rabbi Akiva? Is he mayrich be'ech? Saying Shema Yisroel. And they say, Rabbeinu, what did they want him to do exactly? Hello? So it's brought in Svarim HaKadosh and the Chidah. The Talmidim said, Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. Why are you Mayrich Be'echad, this one pasuk? Go to the next pasuk. What's the next pasuk after Shema? Bahafto. Next words. Es Hashem Elokecha. Where are the Sefer Tevis? Takeh. Hello? You're Rabbi Akiva. Why don't you just say the Shem Takeh? And these menuvolim, these doimim and eisav, this battle. Akiva said, hello, the point is, the shame taka is the koyach that you're shaver oivim machniyate. So far, so good? Why am I telling you all this? Because I saw in Sfarim HaKadosh, b'shem somebody or other. Huh? I think we're, by the way, the Neis also said, by the way, taka is gimatria chanuk and purim. How do you like that? Because the whole, both Chanukah and Purim, are connected to this shame. Fine. Which is the shame. Oh. Why am I telling you? Because Rav Shor in Alekhah Valiv says, Taka is Gimatri Yashmiya. How do you like that? What is Shmiya? We said, Emunah. The opposite of Riyah, as the Rebbe Chaim said. Kunt Uyis. Right? Through Emunah, Pshuta, that's how a Yid is Machniya Shoyver Oyva Machniya Zayd. And just Lahoyer, add just one more verb. I'm not going to say Lahoyer today, I just want to just finish off. That's why the Ozer of it brings in Ber Moshe, Mashiach ben David, Imakoil is Gimachia, Take, which is Gimachia Shmiah. Hello? How does Mashiach come? Timetezchem Mitzrayim in the Schus of Emunah, and that's why it's put in Sforum, the Chidusharim said, the whole Arichos in the Eretz from the Kosher Lover, the Chizurim said that before, soon it will be his yard site. Next week, the before Mashiach comes, it's Mashiach and the Bechem is Goyim Mogoy. It will be difficult for Yid to say Shema Yisrael. What's the heart of saying Shema Yisrael? You open the city, you say the words. Hello, practice to say Shema Yisrael with the Amunah Primus. Hello, because the Bechem of Goyim Mogoy. Who is Goyim Mogoy? Where are they from? The earth. Anyone ever learn Parshas Noach here? The Yefes. Yefes is like not a bad guy. He helps shame. Yeah. No, Yefes is Miloshin Yoifi Chitzoini. Everything is superficial. Shame was to Tzitzis, which is Plemius and Bittul. Yefes got. He's going to be buried. They shall be buried in Zeichet the Kfura, whatever, because he did an act of Chitzoinius. He was rewarded with Chitzoinius. When before Mashiach comes to be. To have emunah b'pnimius, where the tzaddik b'nosa yichid, and everything you do, shemamin b'chay olam b'zireya, that is the difficulty. And therefore the whole avoid of the Mashiach is an avoid of tekochen in emes, in emunah. You with me? And therefore say, all this form, that was the vayishma yisra. Ah, he sees after kriyas yamzuf, and the shechina, this gala, to the Shifcha by Yom. Yoyis Mashiach Yechazul Ben Budi V'shan Neviim. Unafal Bikain comes Amalek Gimachi Yisofik. When did Amalek come to fight Kal Yisrael? Al Nasoysa Mes Hashem Leimor Ayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu Mimoyin. Now you have Sfekus in Amunna. Miyad, immediately afterward Vayovay Amalek, I gotta join the Jewish people. Mashua Shem Ubo. So far so good? By the way, this is, I'm just hacking another word from the Ozer over. There's a fascinating, unbelievable Rashi in Sanhedrin, Chelek. The Gemara there says, one of the categories of people who forfeit their portion in the world to come, someone who says, Ein Tchiyas HaMesim, Matu. So Rashi is Medayik. Afili Yemoydu Maimim Sheikhi HaMesim. Ela Delirimiza by Raisa Kuiferu. a person, I believe that Munna Shlema, there is what? There's a Tchias HaMesim. But it's not written in the Torah, any one of the Tchias HaMesim in the Torah Menayin, as the Gemara will say, he's a Koifer. Hoyel va'oikir shir Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, ma'li olam anosim. Ki meheichin yudeya shehu, hilka Koifer goberu. But read the Karash. There's actually a Medrash which says, in Shoy Chatev, Tivis HaTelek HaYisecha, Menoscha Ma'oid, Emunna Zuteru. Emunna is based on Torah. Not because you went to university and you got a doctorate and a thesis on comparative religion, you came to Emunna. Emunna, the Sheirish of Emunna, is Dafka Torah. Therefore, Chazal say famously, the person tells you, Chachma Bagoyim, Tam. Torah Bagoyim, Loisa. Hello, what's the Havamin of this Torah Bagoyim? Torah was given to Kol Yisrael, this week's Parsha. There's sometimes a Goy who's a bright man in the world. Intelligent, decent person, and he comes to all kinds of morality and ethics based on seichel. You know, he can have chachma, but he can't have Torah. And our an emuna, which is not based on Torah, is not an emuna the shlemus. And therefore, as I'll say, and this pasuk pesi yam in the chol dover, right? Who does this refer to? Remember the Chazal say when Moshe was by the burning bush, hello. And the Eibush is that Anuichi Elikei Avicha. Who am I? The God of your forefathers, the Kabbalah from Ovis. Hadol Dichsiv Pesi Yam El Choldover. Who is the Pesi? Hello, Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is Mivchor Min Anushi, the greatest human being who ever walked on planet Earth. And Chazal called him Pesi. Remember, hello, when Moshe spoke, Eibush spoke to Moshe, he spoke to him Mibein Shnei Hakruvim. Hello, anyone out there? What's the Rosh Tevis me bein shnei akruvim? Moshe. What are the kruvim? What do they look like?
Children.
Like children. She came there, the karche ayam, they called a tina krach, whatever, kruvim. Hello, you with me? Why did the kruvim, from which the voice of Hashem emanate, like a child? Because the way to come to hear the call of Hashem is the pesiyam and bedover, not to be a iber chacham, not to be a wise guy, to have emunah pshut. Right? And that's why the Eibush says, Moshe Rabbeinu, pe'el pe'el daber, but the maravilei b'chivas, right? That's gewaldic. No one ever, the Eibush never spoke to any human being like Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but you know what his greatness is? U'b'chol beisim ne'emanu. He's getrai, he's trustworthy, etc., etc. And so Mashiach also, on the Pasuk, Yaakov says, I got to wait. I can't go with you, Esav. Ad, whatever. I got to wait. L'regel ha'yelodim. Who is the Yeled, say Chazal and Medrash? Mashiach. And said, Yeshaya, ki Yeled yulad lanu. Ben nitan lanu. Why is Mashiach called the Yeled? A Yeled akin. What's her state there? Mashiach is called Pele Yoyitz. He's brilliant. He's the greatest, smartest person ever to live. Because the Maile is Dafka, the Shemir Psoyim Hashem is, etc., etc. All the Svorim Barichos in this Parsha, and that is Vayishma Yisrael. One thing, I'm going to contradict myself now, and I want to build the Shir on this contradiction. I happen to see in the Havas Yisrael, the Vision of the Rebbe, maybe think about it, Yisroi, Gimatria, 6. Hello, Earth, Rabbi. Where are you now when I need you?
616.
What is 616? Says Av Yisrael, Shema and Ro. To see and to hear. And Lechura, this contradicts everything I just said, that you need, hello, Shmia, which is Amun of Shuta, but you also need Re'ia. And that's also connected Kriyas Yamsuf and Lechem Zamoli. Hello? But I'll complain before we get involved in that discussion, which I don't forget about. Right? Let me just. This is why the Emunah Pshutra, the Mashmua Shoma, Ubaba Yishma Yisrael, is the Akdama to Matan Torah. What happened by Matan Torah? V'chola Om, Royim is Akoyle, so the Gemara says, Miracle, Chalalfe, Bechulta, Royim is Anishma, V'shemin is Anir. And the Bnei Yisrael famously says, why did the Eibush make such an incredible miracle? I don't even understand it. I can't, like, whatever. Because the Eibishter wanted to say that things that you normally have b'chinas re'ia, right? Now you have to have it Kabbalah Mitzad Shmir. Because in Mitzrayim it says, Atem re'isim Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim you had a munah Mitzad Chakir. And now you have the Inyan of Atim Shemoyi Atishun Begirli. The question is on what? Emunah. They're Bayichan Shem Yisrael Kinegahar, Ki Ishichar Belevichad. If you're dealing with understanding, everyone's different. If you're dealing with Emunah Pshuta, everyone is the same. Therefore, who was the Torah given first to? Koy Soymar, Leveis Yankim, Elo Anoshim, Amiraka, Vesage Lemne Yisrael. Hello? This is the Abish of the gentleman, like an etiquette. You give ladies first, like in America. Hello? Now, the Chosri Bias, the Ibis brings, when they came in 1492 and they're kicking out the Jews from Spain, unless you want a Shmazach. Who were the people who Shmazach? The Chokr, the doctors, the philosophers. Who were the ones who were Moshe Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem? The Noshim and the Kalida, the simple people. They have Kedima. Kosemir Leves Yankiv, the Sage of the Yisrael, even the Hoiva the people, the cup mentioned. Sagate said in Svarim Akdoshim, the Salem Rav said in the Sefer, Tagate Miloshin Gid. And we have a principle, Ain't Begidin, Benoisitan. Forget about taste, forget about reason, forget about logic. Bittle. The whole idea of Matan Torah is Nasa, Benishma. By the way, I'm not trying to elaborate, the 100 right, it's like, you've got a whole Sefer on this subject. But Lefiza, you can understand something else, which always like us. When the Abishta blew the Shefer, where'd the Shefer come from? The left horn of the Karen of by the aisle to move by the Akedah. Yeah. And where did Har Sinai come from? Chazal says, it's a mood to Capella. The Avishdu was Toilish Hara Maria, and he brought it to Sinai. You with me? And the Avishdu said, the place that Necha, Yitzhak Avichem, that is a place worthy of getting there. Can anyone explain what in the world does Akedah got to do with Matan Torah? Hello. You remember by Perkei Avos say Asor Nisim Nisnas Avraham Avinu VeOmad. By the last Akedah, by the last Nisoyim, by the Akedah says, what? I beg you, the Oymer in this Nisoyim Kidei Shelo Yomru Ein Mamish Berishayim. Why the other nine Nisoyim is Aroshika? Because everything else, even to be Moser Nefesh and Rakazim, right? You could say logically, I understand the reason why. Akedas Yitzchak, Bincha, Yechitcha, Asher Hafta, which you were told, Gibi Yitzchak, Yikar, Lechazor, etc. That is illogical. It's hepech, contradictory to logic. And that a Yid is willing to surrender his own mind and his own logic to the Rotzen Abayra, that is the source, that is why that Dafka Haramiri had to be Nisakir, and that's the whole connection of Akedah to Kabbalah Sater. Hello? You with me so far, folks? Okay, now we can begin the shift. So I said, I'll get the fight. So the Iker I learned, point number one, is Yisrael, Vayishma, is Kabbalah. But I just contradicted myself, because I said that the Mishnah Rebbe said, Av Yisrael, Yisrael is Gimachia, Shama, Plusra. Nishra, the word Vayishma, itaka means, as the Bechayim said, it's Meram is on Kabbalah, right? But Vayishma also means Havana, to understand, no? Daber ki shemeya avdecha, because I understand Taitz Rashi. Shema Yisrael, what does Shema Yisrael mean? It means boinen, think. Hello, Earth. Okay. This is what I want to do with it. Some people think that whenever you speak about it's like what I'm saying is Judaism 101. Mamash, do you see this in Yiddish? People often mistakenly think when you speak about Amunah Pshuta, means you just got to do and just whatever, right? You don't got to understand anything. I mean, you could understand, yes, you could understand all halachas and dalu chalke shulchan aruch, whatever. Or what, when, where, that's Nishpanir. I'm a Amunah Pshuta person. Pesi Yam and the Choldover. That is krum. Unfortunately, not Judaism. There's a stira in Chokr, Rambam, Chayus Halavova, etc., etc., speak about the importance of the pasuk. Da esalike avicha vavde. You got to know the Eibishter. And here you're speaking about, as the Chinuch and other svarim speak about, the inyan of bittul of amun pshuta of kofal im hakigigis hakdom v'snai salanishma, etc., etc. And there's probably a million answers, but the simple answer is two in two inyanim, two kavim that I could think of just off the bat. One is, it depends when. The pasuk, there's a pasuk which says, Ashreinu matoiv chalkein, umanoim gerulein. There's chalkein, which is my horavanya, and there's that which you get Yerusha, which is greater. The positive of Tani Ba'achas Me'inecho. You start off with one eye, and then it's afterwards B'shteinayim. It's Chazal Darsh. A person's start of Yiddishkeit is Emunah Pshuta, one eye. The Eibishter said, I said this like a countless times here, every one of the mitzvahs of Torah is a chok. Why do you do a chok? Chukachakti, Zeira Gazarati, and the Chololah Shus La'arachar. The Eibishter said, that is the basic, underall, bottom line of everything. Afterwards, once you have Emunah Pshuta, solid Emunah, right? I'll give you an example. What is, I said this like a thousand times, the famous Yichah of the Rebbe. This week's Parashat Kabbalah Sateir. Kabbalah Sateir is all about Kofalei Harki, Gigis, Nasim, Nishim, etc., etc. What comes immediately afterwards? What halachas come after Kabbalah Sateir? Mishpat, logic, rational. If there wouldn't have been given, you could figure out yourself. What comes in the end of Parashat Mishpatim? Weiter Kabbalah Sateir. Like the strange, where's the editor here? Put things in order. No, that is the order. The pasuk says, Zekeli van Veyu, Eleke Ovi, Vemimenu. So the Shalach HaKadosh famously says, first, Zekeli, in the possessive form, my God, right? I understand. Then, van Veyu, Ani Vehu Dvukim Yach. I'm attached to the because I understand. If it's only Eleke Ovi, Mitzara Kabbalah, van Vemimenu, Chinas Reim was far away from me. Can I ask you a simple question? Where do you start from? Eleke Ovi or Zekeli? Hello? You're not going to send every 5-year-old Chedi and Chedi to go take a course in theology. Hello? No, Pshat, is that that he is Mamin? Where does that Amunah come from? You have a Neshama. And the Neshama is a Chedek al-Kamimal. It naturally or believes. What is your Avodah after you have this Amunah and you get rid of the Menias and Esteirim which cover over the natural Amunah, Elikei Avi? Then, eventually, your seichel is a mugbul, right? Because you are limited. Then you say alikei avi, you come back to emuna, right? That's the order of the parshiyos: emuna, understanding, and vayter emuna. You got my drift, hello? It also depends on the svarim akleishim. It depends on what you're talking about. There's a level of the Eibishter which is understandable, malei kolam, manashamim, right? That you can understand that you have to be mizbein. On that level of Alikus, which is Ein Sof, it's beyond us, on that you have Emunah Pshuta. Can you do it? Okay. Let me give you just a simple example. On Pesach, in your Seder, you have how many matzahs?
Three.
And how many cups of wine?
Four.
Why do you have four cups of wine? Yishalmi says in Tzachim, everyone knows. Which the Mordechai asks in Pesachim, if Metzias Mitzrayim is connected to the number four, so why aren't there four Matz? Matz Lachor also is connected to what? Metzias Mitzrayim. Hello? In a nutshell, if you think about it, the first three of the Arba L'Shenes Ge'ula happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti. When was the Lokachti? Lokachti is a Milom. According to many Meforshim, the Mecharya, and the Sfurna, that was at Matan Torah, this week's Parsha. Because Matan Torah is the Siyum of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hello? You with me? Okay. In a nutshell, to understand what's going on. Oh, Gival. What's three and four? If I was to ask you in Yiddish, guy, what's three and four symbolize? So you think of the Gemara Shabbos, of Kutala there, Gimel Dal, three and four. What is Gimel Dalet? Why the juxtaposition? What does Chazal say? Gimel Dal. Gimel means to bestow, to endow, to give. Dal means the poor. So the level three always corresponds to the Mashpia, the one giving. Level four is when the Makabel is Makabel. Yitzias Mitzrayim is three steps in and of itself. Why? Because the Eibusha took us out of Israel. Nigel, Aleim, Melech, Malchay, Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechvei Devatz. That's three. When, then, but that was not good enough. You know why it's not good enough? Because anything which comes to Sarusul Eilam, Yimayla Lamata, without your Haravanya, right, is easy come, easy go, and you lose it, and it just dissipates. And it's not part of you. Lomer Zogan, I don't know, whatever. You're a bald guy, right? You know, the Baal Shem said, the whole Yom Baskel Yetzes Me'achir Me'achrezes Me'imeres, etc. And the Neshama hears. So what if my Neshama hears a message, Chazan, you got to get rid of your Pashtun Kera Rotten Gaiva, and you got to become an Olam. Okay? I'm a Kabbalah. How do I get rid of my Gaiva? I'm this good because I got a Lexus in my Lexus in the dashboard. It has a microwave oven, a Chlesishwan. I got a Zatshachka you don't got. And I got $1 billion in the bank. Asha Alkane. Or I'm brilliant. I know Shpavli Yushalmi by heart with every Tosfos. And you don't. So I'm this good. Yeah? You could speak about Gaiva till the cows come home to roost the ink and help. Or Taiva. A person has a Taiva. Hello? Don't have Taivas. I won't have tithes. But I do have tithes. And until I'm this boinin beprotius, how tikvas and ishrima, at the end of the day, the worms are going to go in and the worms are going to go out, and your whole tithes are rotten, and the only thing really in life that's worthwhile is elikus, right? All your, something which is general, without ishbuinus beprotius, without avoidus shalamata, doesn't last. Right? So the Eibusha took us out of Mitzrayim. How many steps? Vitesi, Vitzalti, the Galti. That's beside the Mashpia, but the Eibusha. What about me? When am I going to internalize? I think in modern Hebrew it's all Hafnim. When is it going to become part of me? That I need the Avoid of 7 weeks, Spirit of 7 meters, Spirit of Omer, until I'm able to come to the Lakachti. Right? Why do you have to start from the Eibusha, from Milmaila Lamato, this was the Leila? Very simple. Because if everything I choose, I get, because I decided, even if I decide to be mevatel myself to the Eibishter, because I said the Eibishter is good, right? And therefore I'm going to be mevatel myself. Look, there's two bechinas. There's Avinu, Malkeinu. Even our Avodim, even our Bonim. Even if I decide to become an Eved Hashem, to mevatel myself to the Eibishter. But that hachlot the goof is coming mitzidi, it's incomplete, because I'm a mugul. I'll give you a simple example of the halacha. An eved ivri, so rabbi moisel l'shifakanas. Hello? When is rabbi moisel l'shifakanas? First of all, only machru bezin. A moicher atzmoi, he's not. Why not? What's the difference? Because the idea of an ivri, marrying a shiksa, right, is like the greatest example of a person, a gavra, is hapich to a chepsa. You're a shtickle. All you got to do is produce offspring for your master. You're totally meshubed in every aspect of your life. So when is that? When the avdus gufa is mitad machrub, not mitidi. When it's mitidi, it's a felt in the bittel, and hence by an evan ibrish, machar atzmai, there's no din of rabbi moshe shkanas. So therefore, the Yitzias Mitzrayim to go back with had to start with the Nigaleim from the Eibishter. This is the Eilim. Then you got to work on yourself, because the Eibishter wants a Yid Kol Kula. His whole being is Meshubin. Not only his Maisim, but even his mind, his heart. The Eibishter wants you, even though the Yisoid HaYisoidus is Avzus, is being an Eved to the Eibishter, is Chukim, as we said. But then you got to have a Tainug and a pleasure and a Dizgishmak in Yiddishkeit, and that comes subsequently. And therefore, now I go back to the Av Yisrael's word, that Yisrael is Gimachi, Roa, plus Shoma. Ayid needs the Iker is Vayishma Yisrael. Bittl, Kabbalah's O, right? That is the life raft against Amolek, Gimachi, Yisofi. But afterwards, you also have to have the Re'il, which is the understanding, the timing, the pleasure. You put them together, and you get Shlemus, and you're worthy to Makabal, Tayyarim, Yisina, and the Ebershah, Hu Yashmeinu, Barach, Mashenus. Once again, we will hear the command of the Eibishter at Sinai when Mashiach comes. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. 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 O